We'll start this guided meditation on perfect human rebirth by attending to our posture, ensuring that we are seated in a way that is comfortable, we feel grounded, stable. And ensuring that the back is straight and the body is relaxed. And we take three deep breaths from deep in the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out breath and inhaling energy on the in breath. And now setting our motivation for the meditation. May I live my life with gratitude and appreciation for my many good fortunes. And may I extend my gratitude and appreciation out to everyone I meet and to every being I encounter. So now we start by contemplating how fortunate we are. We have the ability to access meditation sessions like this one. We have the resources to have the equipment, the internet connection. We have the time. We have the energy. How fortunate. Not everyone on the planet can do this. We are free from heavy sufferings. Heavy suffering of the mind and of the body. Sometimes we are very ill, we are injured, and so on. But at this point in time, at least, we are free enough of such burdens that we can meditate. Again, so many beings around the world unable to do this. Particularly those in the lower realms, the hell realms, the hungry ghost realm, the animal realms. They have no chance to take part in a meditation session like this, to train their minds, to perfect their minds. Only in the human realm can we do this, and we have this very fortunate chance. And we are free from extreme attachments and addictions. like those in the God realms. Oh, we have our attachments, but they're not so strong at this time. We're able to put aside that grasping and attend to what we consider more important, our spiritual development. And we have a functioning body and mind, strong enough and healthy enough. And we have the energy and the well-being, plus the intelligence to do this kind of work on our minds. And we have met qualified teachers of the Dharma whose teachings are available to us, like those of Venerable Namgyal. In fact, through the online Sangha website, we can access such teachings anytime. Amazing. How fortunate we are. All of these positive conditions taken together give us the ability to be successful, to gain temporary pleasures, or to reach beyond these to liberation and full awakening. We have that potential. And reaching out beyond our own small pleasures, reaching out with loving kindness and compassion to others, makes ourselves even more content, more happy. So the question is, what do we want to do with this incredible opportunity, this precious human life? We can work just for ourselves, our families, or we can train our minds in loving kindness for all beings everywhere. We can transform our minds in this very lifetime to overcome our negative habits and overcome suffering completely. The opportunity is here and now, and it may not be here next month, next year, next lifetime. Genuine loving kindness and compassion can't be bought, so money can't do this. Nor can power over others in our relations with others bring us any kind of loving kindness. So our current conditions are ideal for developing our minds in loving kindness and wisdom and compassion. So let's take a few minutes and consider, what can I do? How can I change my life, my scheduling, my priorities, so that I can effectively develop my mind, utilize this precious opportunity? Are there things that I can totally put aside that don't really need to be done? That I can resist any temptations to be drawn back into those activities? Just put them out of my life and thus free up more time for my spiritual practice. And then, are there other things I might do more quickly? I might cut down on the amount of time I spend doing other kinds of activities. And what can I add to my life? And how will I add it? How will I schedule study time or meditation time, both, into my life? How exactly will I do this? And now to reinforce our commitment to really work on ourselves to benefit, let's recite the four immeasurables together. Recite each one of the four and then pause to consider that. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness which is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from both attachment and hatred, holding some close and others distant. And now we'll dedicate, reciting together Master Shantideva's Bodhicaravatara dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And now we rejoice that we have undertaken this session of meditation and contemplation for the benefit of all.